Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money,
yo.
Money, money, money.
Pressure in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
He done, he fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall, then come back and rape bitches. When this Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride, and fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These tats on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and feel me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them, or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight. Philly Shine Radio. We big. Was off for like a couple months, but back like I never left this. Definitely got a lot of shit to show off. Ready to talk shit and have some fun. Introduce y'all to my new co-host and have some fun singing. If y'all don't notice, I kind of lost my voice. I've been cussing people out and performing and just having fun or whatever. We had the show just now, just this past Sunday. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Shout out to Zakiya in the building. We got to give him some attention. Pretty soon we're going to have a camera showing. I can't tell y'all the name of our show, but right now just know we're going to have a blank, blank show coming soon. It's going to be fucking crazy. We was doing little preview run the other day, and like, you know what I mean, just thinking about shit, but just wait till y'all see this idea. But you know, Philly Shine Radio is back, brand new topics, new subject. We're gonna have Getting Money Fridays, you know what I mean, where I want everybody to call in, you know what I mean, talk about what's new with you, what's a new way to make money, how would you make your money today, or even if you're getting a paycheck. Oh, shit, is those boobs? I know, I'm sorry, I'm out. Well, I'll let you know how I made my money. I like that. But, yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to record that as a little sound bite. I like that as I can. But shout out everybody tuning in. Definitely call in. I got to give out some shout outs to start off because definitely I appreciate everybody who came out. This fans diamond spotlight. Everybody from the Money Scene Gang, appreciate you. Millions and Tris, my brothers, L.A. Brown, shout out to you, Kyle, fucking Vic Bonds, Marquez, I didn't even know it was like that. Melissa, you did your thing, girl. Really appreciated your show. But mostly, I got to give it up to my hosts because y'all went in. OCDs, we always the fuck funny, like, and just amazingly crazy. Like he said, he ain't gonna quit being fat. And we definitely gotta support him. And he's with the Philly Hip Hop Awards or whatever. We'll get into that a little bit later into the show. But definitely support my boy OCDs. And if your favorite rapper or singer or whatever those categories are, is nominated, you know what I'm saying, definitely support them. But what I don't really understand is how these niggas wanna, all right, we ain't gonna go into that. I'm gonna shout out Moo, all right, I ain't gonna go into that. And then beyond my host, Big OCDs, will follow him on Twitter, Big OCDIESEL. He will be also at Mill Creek this Sunday for the Undisputed Rap Battles. Y'all gotta come through. Ain't nothing like a good old-fashioned battle. It's a couple people performing. Also, I'm one of them, so definitely come out and support me. But also, who was hosting Sunday was my girl, Alima. Find her on Twitter, Royal Alima. She did her thing, and of course, OC treated her so well. Gave her a good shout-out, bring her a little sexy self on stage. This shit was banging. We're going to talk to her, see how she felt about Sunday. All I got to say is, whoop, whoop, because you look so cute in those jeans, girl. I had a ball. I definitely had a ball Sunday. And it's drama-free, too. Like, you know, I like to say I appreciate not having to complain about motherfuckers. You know, it was definitely a good show. Shout-out to everybody who act like assholes. You know, that's all the attention you're going to get. Because after that, we in your ass. You want to be an asshole, we getting in your ass. Tonight's show, I'm also showing love to my girl, Miss Caddy, who got this crazy-ass this song. I'm about to find out what the YouTube link is, but I want her to speak for herself, but she's definitely coming in, Nicki Minaj or whatever. I don't even know why I said her name, but whatever. Y'all know who the fuck she coming at, bitch, swag jacket. She ain't gonna take that shit. And I feel like on some real shit, I wanted to have the topic, swag jacket, because in Philly, we are subjected to that so fucking much, and it's not even so much a bad thing if you give us our props, but when you try to jack our swag and make it seem like you made that shit up, you're playing yourself, because people need to fucking pull up your skirt, pull out your dick or pussy, whatever it is you're showing off, and really let you know that shit ain't cool. Like, niggas been swag jacking Philly for a long time, so I got shit to say. I'm sure you do. Definitely call in the show, 646-929-0172. You press the 1, I definitely open up your call and, you know what I mean, see what you feel. And I'm also going to be playing some music. I'm trying to get some of my people's new music played. I'm going to play some of the old shit that was in the switchboard. And definitely, you know what I mean, got to show love to my motherfuckers. But I have this track for my people's. I want Sean to check it out. He was definitely featured on a show. We had such a great time listening to him. I think it was like a Freestyle Tuesday or something. I got to organize the archive so everybody can be able to check out the old shows. I appreciate everybody checking out the old shows and the hiatus, Philly Shine Radio Head. Appreciate the downloads. Leave comments. Know what you think, you know what I mean? Suggestions. We all having fun. More things to change, more things to show off. But check out my boy, Knowledge. It's called Mr. Nice One.
Knowledge. Lights out.
Got some time for the BS. Oh Jesus, please just get these niggas out my way before I snap and regress. Gorilla press these niggas
ain't shit. I claimed it, cause everything I do bananas. Just face it, you're basic, you're faceless and unknown. You ET motherfucker, go home. You so old and so alone. Just hang it up, that's no phone, no doubt tone. You disconnect, straight mildew when I'm disinfected. My flow perfected, ain't a bit affected by shots at me, defense rejected. I'm so offended by the shit you do. Matter of fact, motherfuckers, I'm proud of you, cause you did your job and you pushed me on. All the hate you gave, it made me strong. No prolong, won't go wrong. Been waiting for too long. So cheers to you, I dedicate the song. Don't hesitate, niggas sing along,
I see a lot, my chain and my watch. They say time is money, but really it's not. If we ever go broke, girl, then time is all we got. And you can't make that back. No, you can't make that back. So let's ball while we here. Let's ball while we here. Like ain't no tomorrow, like ain't no next year. Drink away all our problems, like it rain with no care. Like I make that back. I make that back. Go. Nice watch. Nice watch,
I know.
Nice watch. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Hello, Mr. Nice Watch.
Yeah, no watch, no trophy shit. I tell these niggas, watch this, I'm surely it. They surely fit, they upset. Like an eagle fit when they destroy the vet. I don't care, I'm broken. I'm constipated to give no shit. They throw fit like small kid. All right, no more, they so bitch. I'm so rich, on respect. Yeah, they gotta deal with their regret. They label mad, they throw off. Misplaced flags, they ball call. I'm so lost in real life. 9 to 5 for the right nigga.
Chain and my watch. They say time is money, but really it's not. If we ever go broke, girl, then time is all we got. And you can't make that back. No, you can't make that back. So let's ball while we here. Let's ball while we here. Like ain't no tomorrow, like ain't no next year. Drink away all our problems, make it rain with no care. Like I make that back. I make that back. Go.
Nice watch.
That should be a good topic for tonight. You know what I mean? This being my first song, we talking about this and bitches, motherfuckers. But you know what I mean? Fighting. You know what I mean? Like I wish, like I swear, it's been so many times, even like in the past couple months, I had to doink a couple people, tell a couple niggas the fuck what it is. Like a couple people act like they want to get their ass whooped, like it won't happen. Like, what would you do, Zakiya, if somebody coming to you and wanted to fight? You said a little something like right before the song was over.
You would really have to hit me to fight because I'm too pretty. Really want to invite it, even risk it. It's not fair for me. Let's talk things out. I'm an adult here. That's why I have vocabulary.
You know what? My homegirl the other day, she was like, first she snapped because some girl from down the street was drawing. Like, you know, she's, you know what I mean, older. I guess she's like 20-something or whatever. The girl snapped first. But then she was like, hold up. And then she started talking to her like this, like, do you really want to get fucked up? Like, why do we have to argue? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's my thing. Like, I don't holler first. I'm like, you want me to fuck you up? Like,
but that's the difference between an animal and a human. Like, yeah. We have vocabulary. Let's
use it. Okay. Use vocabulary. What about you, Alima? Say hello to everybody. You know what I mean? Coming through to do your thing. I love Alima. She's so shy, but she's got to get her warmed up. That's what's up.
Hey, everybody. I'm not shy. I just was.
No. Oh, some real shit. It's the good kind of shy. She ain't scared of shit. I ain't saying that kind of shy. You the good kind of shy. We all get a little shy. I know I get shy sometimes. I don't want to pull out my gun all the time and shoot people. You know, hopefully you don't have to go through that. You know what I'm saying? You never know. But definitely have fun, though. But right now, like I said, tonight's topic is swagger jacking. I don't know if you ever been, I guess, you found out somebody all of a sudden wants to do something that you're doing or whatever. Like, you're just not original. You know it was my idea or whatever it is. Even to bring it back to, let's say, the Philly Hip Hop Awards, like, I don't understand why people want to go in. Maybe I might as well have called it y'all motherfucking awards, because y'all know that shit look ridiculous. I support my niggas as foreigner. Hands down, y'all know I fucks with you all. I have not a problem with nobody throwing the event or anybody. My whole problem is, like, you trying to make it seem like you're doing a Philly Hip Hop Awards. It's not that. Like, that's not what it is. It's called We Fucking Doing This Shit. Handle your business and all. But all I'm saying is, y'all know far shit when you see it. Like, how you going to have 12 categories for video of the year? I couldn't even decide who to pick. You know what I mean? I'm bold. I know who I'm picking for certain things, like OC. You already know I'm supporting you. Hands down, Meek 46th Street. Hands down, love you all in all the categories. But I know who I fuck with niggas to work hard consistently, weekly, no days off. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised a lot of people didn't make it up there. But needless to say, I don't have to speak up for anybody. I'm not even worried about getting up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really know how I feel about shit. I get recognition. I see everybody on the phone. I'm going to definitely get to you guys and talk shit. But like I said, like, stop swaggerjacking. You know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Stop acting like, you know what I'm saying, it was your idea, bitch. Like, you do your own fucking thing. And my homegirl, who could actually feel like, even like, I guess a little bit, like, we had our little drama thing. Was it last year? Welcome to the show, Fire Chick. I see you listening, babe. Can you hear me? Hello, Fire Chick. I just opened your call. Fire.
Oh, what's up, babe? What's up?
Oh, nothing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
Hold on, you're talking some love.
Well, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you showing love.
You know them hip hop boys got everybody hot and bothered at the end of the day.
Yes.
Yes,
that's why I'm speaking on it, because I didn't even know my homie EA, you know what I'm saying, tweeted some shit, and I was like, I retweeted it, but I didn't look at it a bit longer or something. But then I see what he said, and I'm like, should I agree with that? You know what I'm saying? And on some real shit, I'm not a negative person per se, but you know what I mean? You can have a certain feeling about people swaggering and people doing fraud and shit, so fuck it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I was
definitely surprised that you didn't get, like, even nominated for Hustler of the Year. You know what I mean? I thought you would have been in that category.
Give me Hustler of the Year. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I supported, like, certain people they couldn't deny, like Meek 46th Street. That's the woman I know for a couple of years now. And when I tell you she do more than me, she's out twice a week at least. Now, that's 52 weeks out of the year. Like, that's hustling. That's working fucking hard. You know what I'm saying? I know I've worked consistently 3 years straight, you know what I'm saying, to 11, everything that I've done, you know what I'm saying? But certain people, you know, as far as shit, like I said, how you playing 12 videos? I can't pick one. Like, 12 videos to pick in the category, though? Whatever. It is what it is. All I'm saying is, for all of that, you might as well have to call it, we giving away awards, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not so much, you know what I mean? Get everybody up in arms, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that's representing Philly in the correct way. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel as though it's, y'all fucking know how I feel. Fuck it. I fuck with my niggas and all. Like, anything that brings niggas together is cool, but why do you have to always be so negative and corny? You know what I'm saying? Like, cut that corny shit out. I'm tired of the negativity with everybody. Like, stop that shit. Fuck it.
You know what? I was thinking that maybe it's just, you know what, honest, I think maybe it's just a matter of, you know, pulling in the big names so they can bring a lot of the people to the event. You get what I'm saying? Like P-Funk and Tone Trump and all the names, just to bring them there regardless of whether they were good enough for it or not. You know what I mean? It's just really all politics, just to get people there to come and pay $20 or whatever the case is. I mean, that might be what it is, too, at the end of the day.
You know what? At the end of the day, yeah, that's what's on everybody's mind. Like, do you want me to fuck you up? You know what I'm saying? Like, why you have to do it? That's what I like to keep those people short. It's simple. Do you want to piss me off?
But you know what? These events like this always going to make somebody mad at the end of the day. Like, somebody's going to be unhappy. You know what I mean? So it is what it is.
Yeah. How do you feel about the topic, Swagger Jenkins?
I mean, I feel like that's definitely going around. It's definitely going around. I mean, I see people do it to me, and I've been accused of doing it myself. But at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, making any kind of gig, I call them gigs, any kind of gig your own, you know, regardless of the fact. Like, even with radio, people are going to say you act like somebody or you're doing something, whatever, whatever. You're talking about promoters or the way you promote. You know, I went through this shit with Game Hunter and all that. So, I mean, you know? So, I mean, it's always going to be somebody that's going to say you acting like somebody or you're doing such and such like this. And, you know, it's just bound to happen somewhere down the road at the end of the day. So some girl just hit me up on Facebook and asked me what Swagger Jacket was. So I think she's tuning in. So,
but real shit, Swagger Jacket is definitely. Oh, you can ask. Zakiya wants to ask you a question. So the girl that just tuned into Facebook, what are you saying that she thinks that she's accusing you of? Is she accusing you of Swagger Jacket or she?
Oh, no, no, no. No, she was just asking what it was. I think it was a girl. My bad. No. I mean, you know, she just was asking me what it was because I was promoting the show for you and I said, you know, the topic was Swagger Jacket. And she was asking me what it was. I thought,
well, yeah, basically. Yeah, even with the situation with Game Hunter. Now, Swagger Jacket is not if I bought a red top from the store and you had the same red top, you know what I'm saying, or you said you wanted to be called Honest Fire and you live over there and I said I wanted to be Honest Fire, you know what I'm saying, even after you, and that's not Swagger Jacket if I didn't know you, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody's feeling the name, That's not Swagger Jacket if you don't know a person. But if you know what somebody's doing, if you know they did it, and you doing it,
Swagger
Jacket.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Say.
Everybody goes from the phone. Yeah.
Okay, say I see you, and I like you.
Okay.
And I come to you, and I'm like, I really like this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell us you got it from me. And I go, sure. I don't wear it exactly as you wear it.
Exactly.
I'm wearing it in my style.
Exactly. Hell no. You cannot, for certain things, you can't Swagger Jacket. With fashion, you can't Swagger Jacket. If you take a person's whole entire look, you're Swagger Jacket. Like you said, the key word in what you said was, I'm going to wear it in my own way. You know what I'm saying? I'm
right.
Not going to wear it the same way you wore. You might have inspired me, but I'm going to do my own thing with this. You know what I'm saying? That's beyond all me. You using your brain. But,
say it like this.
Okay.
And I see them, and they got you seeing.
Bring to our topic of the night.
And they are kind of hot. But I know they not going to be able to do the same thing with someone that I see.
Meaning what? Let's give an example.
Look, she's saying right here. They can get a phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Made a song.
No,
somebody made a song.
Okay.
The song didn't sell. It didn't sound right. But
okay.
She knows she can take the hook of the song, right?
Okay.
It turned it into a better song. It just...
But she makes words. Yo, I was thinking about that, about Olivia's song, December. I was thinking about remixing that, Joel, because she ain't do it right. Like,
so
I'm going to make that a rap song. No! Fuck no. That's not Swagger Jacket. Even you seen... No. Hell no.
Now, if you ask her, she would say it would be.
She can suck my dick, because she ain't do shit with it. Like the boy said on TV. You ain't even get 100 cents. I think... that's probably like... My number's better than hers, and I get played in Mississippi and Florida. My BDS spins number's better than hers. She in the hundreds. I'm in the thousands or something. I ain't in a lot of thousands, but at the same time, I know who support me. That bitch is corny. And I'll be like, oh, you corny. I see, like you said, even if it's not, even if you're taking it as a negative, you're taking it as a positive. Somebody doing something that you feel like you could do better, that's different. Not so much. You're not going to say, I'm going to...
Well, let me ask you this.
I'm gonna do the same thing with her.
And at the same time, say I would do the song, right? And what is it? Under law, even if they copyright the song, every 8 words, as long as I change it, every 8 words is not their song.
Exactly.
Song.
Yeah.
So if I take their song, because they're not even making the money off of
exactly.
it, and I start making money off of it, yes, they're gonna take my money.
Well, then they still
leave us too.
You created them and shit. Like, I would, like, if you're doing something like that, that is not so much swagger that you tell that person you ain't shit. I just change your shit around. You do that to somebody else. Like, go ahead.
Yes. Like,
the only reason
they don't say that.
Right, it's the same thing, but they knew they could do better with the song. So I'm saying, it was now, listen to the thing again. The song that the kid made, it did a couple of singles, you can look at, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But what's the number?
No. Oh, all right. We can check that out. We can check that out. Was the first person with the hairstyle. So, and that's the inspiration in itself right there. It's just up to you. Everybody has to have their gimmick. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has to have their so much wild faith. And if you even are even going to think about dissing a person, get your fucking money. Get your fame. Do that shit right. If you're not going to do it right, don't do it at all. Because even if somebody was to come to me and be like, oh, Honest Fire, I could be Royal Alima. Because I've had a couple people come to me and say, I want to be Honest Fire on some drawing crazy shit, whatever, back in the day. But you never know. You never know. You don't. But they, you can't. I don't think a person. Like how would you?
I mean,
public service announcement.
I don't ever try.
But how would you feel if Mariah Carey, or I don't know, let's say somebody big, all of a sudden. You were promoting in their city or where their manager is or whatever, and you felt as though, oh, shit, that's my same idea that I had in her town. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck you just going to...
No, I was feeling the type of way. I'm not saying that you should have felt the type of way. I'm just saying...
No, I mean, woman, I'm not talking about her. How would you handle the situation?
I was feeling
the type of way. And it's a chance for you to get some promotion. Y'all sound similar. Y'all got the same outfit or the same gimmick
the
that you've been promoting. Now you can kind
like
of piggyback
it. Like that. It don't even matter. You just can't do it like me.
That's how you would feel?
That's just how I feel about myself. You can't do it like me. Even if you copied off of me, it's still going to be mediocre compared to what I did.
I feel the same way. That's why when people get on my nerves, certain shit I don't speak on, and y'all know who the fuck y'all is, because you try, like you said, you try to be me. You just because I said I liked something, or I said the dick was good, or I said that he could eat pussy real good, or he always spend his fucking money on me, and I can have fun with him, or I can always get what I want for free, or I get shit, and then you try to go get it. Y'all know who the fuck I'm talking to, bitch assholes. I don't give a fuck, because I'm chilling. Nah, that's real shit. She think I'm going in. But y'all hoes know who y'all the fuck is, bitches. And the niggas that I don't like. I respect niggas lately.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's cool. I said it on Twitter.
Look at me in my eyes.
I will look you in your eyes and say this. I said it on Twitter. I will wait to kill a person's firstborn. Y'all know who y'all is. Bitch ass. I wait.
Wait, no.
We can as a matter of fact, if y'all wanna tune in on the call, just press the number 1 and I definitely will open up your call. And matter of fact, I see Mr. Anonymous listening in live. What's good? How you been?
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling, you know, tonight's topic is swagger jacking. We talking about fighting, we talking about crap, we showing off. Niggas is I'm talking shit, cause
yeah, I was listening in a little bit.
I'm about to
swagger jack and so on and so on.
Everybody trying to steal your swag.
Wait a minute, what were you saying?
Oh no, I said I was listening in, but I don't know. I don't really give a shit what the other person is doing, what I'm doing, because it ain't who did it first, it's who's doing it better. You know, and it's just like nobody is reinventing themselves anyway. Like nobody's being creative and whatever, because everybody wants a shortcut. So all they doing is just trying to better the stuff that's out there. You know, that's
exactly.
Why we got so many like
I don't know.
Rappers copying rappers.
I'm not taking that argument away from the situation because, like I said, niggas can have a Philly Shine radio, and if you get more sense, yeah, everybody's calling in, everybody's supporting it, that's what you're doing. But I'm going to say I'm doing my shit, too. I'm not going to change what I'm doing. I'm going to see it as an opportunity to say, oh, all right, that name or getting more familiar to more people, so I'm going to sway them over. Like, that's everybody has to have, like I said, you have to have that wild thing. You have to have certain type of attention. It is more of an opportunity to say, oh, this is a chance for me to eat this person, or this is a chance for me to prove that I'm way better than all these motherfuckers. Chance for me to get a chance to get in the next step. Same time, we're all looking for the next step.
And I always support them. Everybody who comes out and supports me, who calls in the show, who says, oh, Honest, I fuck with your music, or Honest, you keep it being, or whatever. I appreciate your time. You got to work hard for it. And if somebody is trying to, people are like, oh, you're not going to. It's no win. It's a like, you're not making a fucking bunch of money. I'm going to say it all the time. Like, I'm not competing with none of my homies that's doing this shit because y'all ain't even making as much money. Or y'all ain't even doing what the fuck I'm doing. I don't even know where the competition is with what I'm doing. But I'm going to keep doing what I'm fucking doing. So if somebody, like if Nicki Minaj was all of a sudden say, I got Philly Shot Radio, I'm going to cut her the fuck out. Yes. Like, no way. No way. I'm going to do it in a nice, classy way. Like, no fucking way. No way. Like, certain shit you have to just say, oh, all right, I'm a public figure, so you're not going to try to play me. Like, just period. Like, I'm going to have my way of, you know, this is how the type of reaction you're going to get out of me. I'm not going to deal without a fight. I'm not going to deal without showing that I'm shining. I'm not going to deal without, you know, what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Well, we're doing the same thing you're doing. I mean, I guess the best bet to one that was, you know, doing it first. I mean, just look at the situation and be like, oh, damn. All right, what I'm not doing. You know what I'm saying? And just basically reinvent yourself a little bit. Go in and make your, you know, whatever you created. And make it better, you know, because everybody can copy, but everybody ain't got, like, the same connections as that person. So some people can't get in other doors as that person, even though they're, you know, copying them or whatever the case may be. I don't know. Yeah.
About my song, the song that Miss Caddy did coming at her, like my favorite this song has always been No Vaseline by her. I really feel like the way that Miss Caddy put the song together, like on the tip, like Ita, I feel like she did it really well. I feel like she looked nice. And that's like you said, she reinvented. She didn't make another song talking about doing the same flow. She only used You Mad. I think it was her eighth word in the song. Like she only said it once. And into her hook, you know, You Mad. Like, you know what I'm saying? She did her song. She called it Swag Jack, and I think we about to go and check the video out in a second while I play some more music. So we can just check it out. And then I also want to hear more of my co-host, and we also have Zaki in the building. This is my homeboy, Mr. Anonymous, calling in. Definitely appreciate the support and continue support. We back on Philly Sound Radio. Going in, I got some other music I'm going to play, but I got to get it. Next week.
Banks. Ozone in the building. DFS. Soup. Hey, I'm going to tell you what he told me. Cash rules everything around me. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the car, I'ma get the jewelry, I'm gon' need it all. Then I'ma tell you, like he told me. Cash rules everything around me. Then I'm gon' get the money, I'm gon' get it all. I'ma get the car, I'm gon' have the car. Then I'm gon' get the money, and I'm gon' have a ball. And you ain't gotta worry, shorty, I'ma get it all. And you ain't gotta worry, shorty, I'ma break you up. But then I'm on my usher tip, you ain't got a car. See, I know they be thinking they don't wanna see me fall. And I know they be hating, they just wanna see me fall. They be trying to provoke me, they just wanna see me drop. And then they wanna see a nigga running from the law. See, banks ain't slow, mama never raised the boo. Said mama said, go, better take your butt to school. And that's just what I did, even though I broke the rules. Intelligent and arrogant, but still I'm super cool. You can catch me out at my hood, chilling with the goons. And we ain't gotta worry, cause you know we got some tools. Yeah, I'm talking shotgun, 10 guns, fully automatic. Till we got them semi-automatics too. I'ma tell you what he told me. Cash rules everything around me. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the car, I'ma get the jewelry, I'm gon' get it all. Then I'ma tell you, like he told me. Cash rules everything around me. Then I'm gon' get the money, I'ma get it all. I'ma get the car, I'ma have a car. See, you smoke good,
let me see you roll it up. And wherever you from, let me see you throw it up. If you here and it's your birthday, go and do it up. And if you taking shots, let me see you double up. See, I do this for the hood, ain't nobody real as us. And I hope it's understood, ain't nobody touching us. Man, I wish a sucker would get hype, gas up that 40 cow spit. Flames it up, light his hands up. Man, it ain't no game. What I spit is what I live in, man. I'm trying to see change, I'm talking money and the difference. When I talk about a difference, I'm not trying to see no killing. When I talk about money, no, I'm trying to make it killing. Picture me in a range with the paint still dripping. Or that old school Chevy while I'm wood green griffin. But it really don't matter, long as I'm still living. Cause whatever it is, know that I'm gon' get it. I'ma tell you what he told me. Cash rules everything around me. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the car, I'ma get the jewelry, girls gon' need it all. Then I'ma tell you, like he told me. Cash rules everything around me. Then I'm gon' get the money, I'ma get it all. I'ma get the car, I'm gon' have a car. Then I'm gon' have a car.
Yeah, we back. That was my peoples. Definitely had to show some love. I have told you I was going to play your song, Banks. Everybody, Cash Rules, everything around me. I don't really know his Twitter right now by heart offhand, but I'm going to see if I get it before the show is over. Maybe he might call me. Show him some love. Yeah, did y'all like that song? Y'all get a chance to check it out a little bit? You like it? Yeah, from you as being a producer or whatever, did you like the song that you just heard? That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start asking everybody opinion.
Who are you speaking to, me?
Yeah, you, Mr. Anonymous.
Well, I like the verses. I don't really like the hooks like that.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I like the verses more than I like the hooks. I like the verses. But I'm going to open up another caller. Like, you've been listening. You didn't press one, but I'm going to definitely just come to you and say hello. Actually, I can't want to say hi to you. I'm getting your hand raised to speak, but 267-231, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's going on? This is Banks.
Oh, that was you. Okay. How you doing?
Yeah. What's going on?
No, we just checked out the song. Who is that? An original beat or what?
Yeah, that's the original beat from TMR. TMR beat.
From who?
From TMR beats.
Okay.
Yeah, they got you can check them out on Twitter at TMR beats 215. But yeah, that's good. That's good looking out though, showing love.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us, like, how can we find you on Twitter? Like, what's your Twitter information? Because as you said, I don't have it. I want
to. Right. My Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at @ozone_banks, and that's OZONE_BANKS. So and I'm on there like every day. So.
Yeah, and even in your hook, like, I didn't like it because it was, like, so cliche, but I think you really did a good job on your first whatever. And then I feel like listening to your whole song in full is a little bit of swagger jacket in that song, you know what I mean? Inspiration for the song, how do you feel about your song? And even, I guess, compared to our topic for tonight.
I feel it was different in the sense that, like, you know what I'm saying? It could be the same style. Like, that auto-tune jump is nothing new. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, the what's in the verses or whatever, I think that is more original where everybody can relate to it. Like, it's just a chill-ass, you know, one of them songs, Friday night, Saturday night type jump.
I like it a lot. But I just said, at the hook, just the one part or whatever, even with what my people just said. How do you feel about the topic of Swagger Jacket? Have you ever been... Alima and Zakiya want to say something to you. Go ahead.
No, we were just saying that the song
is
a little 50 cent.
You said 50?
It's a little 50
I would take that. See, now something like that, I would take as a compliment. The one thing I thought as right. far as, like, you can't help how you feel. You know what I mean? You can't
right,
help
right.
that, but I just feel like the cancel everything around me was just like, oh, all right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I could dig it.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a good look on everybody's honest opinion. You feel me? Like, that's, at the end of the day, like, as an artist.
I like
yeah,
it a
yeah.
lot. Yeah, we just talk about the topic for tonight. That's all.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, definitely.
What? Not saying it's wet.
Huh?
Are we saying it's wet? No. Oh, yeah, we like it. Yeah, no, we like it.
That's a good look.
What you say about the topic, swagger jacket? Like, have you ever had anybody felt like took your whole swag? Like, what the fuck? Or
yeah,
whatever.
Somewhat like my cousin is swagger jacket, yeah. I got a cousin who do that shit. Every time I get something new or whatever, he gotta get the same shit. And he always get this like the same shit.
What's the same shit? Y'all get the same sneakers, the same girl?
Like everything. Like I put it to you like anyway, like if I come in with anything, you know what I'm saying? If I say I got something different, the next thing I know next week or 2 weeks later, he gonna have the same shit.
No, all right.
But that's my little cousin though. You know what I mean? So it's my little cousin, so I guess it's just on some looking up type shit, you know?
Yeah. I was gonna say how do you react to it?
It don't even make me mad. It's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody worried enough about you to sit there and try to do anything you do, like, that's up to the individual.
On some real shit, that's what's up. You know what I mean? That's what's up. You got to be still about being positive and being fair to what you're doing. Because I feel like, because even with me, you're not going to do shit to me without me wanting to fuck you up. Certain times I feel like I am proud of myself for how I reacted to certain shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm so proud of myself that I didn't say, all right, I'm going to punch him in the mouth. I'm going to fucking hit you. Just saying the third, I feel like a bigger person, but certain times, even myself, I feel like you're not going to come at my neck without me wanting to fight you. Like, this
yeah.
is not going to happen. Now, I want to go into something that I feel is totally original, you know what I mean, while we check out the controversial track from Miss Caddy. You guys all sit there, take a chance to listen. I got for my people, Poker Face, he did a track called Dream. Definitely check out the archives. He was on the show doing his thing. More interviews to come, more people to talk about.
Sleeping, shots ring out, must be dreaming. Phone ring, grandma on the other line, screaming, mind lost, couldn't accept what I'm receiving. Grandma falls short, and scrambled to find my sleep then. Ran fast as I could, to the corner, heart quickly beating. Seen the yellow tick cop, the people in the streets then. Seen it was really you, under that sheet, bleeding. Didn't feel right, chest tight, squeezing my breathing. I just started screaming, please tell me I'm dreaming. Old head told me to go, I wasn't leaving. Fuck that, cussing tears, blood in my face. These faggot motherfuckers just blew my brother away. Yeah, I'm thugging today. Yeah, the killer was loose. Better load up your guns, better lace up your boots. Ready to put my war time and my training to use. Smoke the corner and I pass out, thinking of you. I hope I'm. I just gotta be. I hope I'm, but I'm not though. You tried to give in, but 5-0 just let the shot go. You ran through the alleys, clap heads to the hollows.
out to Romantic. If y'all check out on my Facebook, I'm going to actually share the video so everybody can be able to get a chance to check it out, because that's what we did. I didn't actually get the MP3 just yet to show everybody, but if you go to facebook.com/LIKEHONESTPHIRE, you'll check out the video. We're getting ready to talk about it a little bit, like on some real shit. I really feel like it's like a great thing. It's a great thing when you feel like, all right, I'm going to do my thing still, regardless of whatever you're talking about. How do you feel?
What
are
we talking about?
Oh, the video.
Oh, we were just saying that the song should have been just recorded. Maybe she should have saved the video for another song. But the song was nice. I understand the concept because I understand where she's coming from. So I do like the song a lot. I have no problem with the song.
EQ Philly, shout out to you. You did a really nice job with the video. I like the park. I like the clips. I like the views. But no, not for this song. That should have just been done, something to keep the steam off her chest. I understand. But you have to move on and just go on to the next hot thing.
Your one argument is just what, her outfit or just that it's a diss song?
It's just, like, if this song is an underground thing, you're trying to make money, right?
If you try, I think she can make money off the song. You think it's a good band song?
You're not talking about the song. The song is a good song.
No, that's her intentions of it. That's her.
But to go up against Nicki and not have fierce costumes on. You can't do one wig change. That's an insult to Nicki Minaj.
Right.
Okay.
You know,
it's like just the whole thing recorded. You should have brought it out as a song, and I think it would have been a lot better. That is true.
It's just an opinion.
The song is nice though. The song.
But if you go up against Nicki, you better look fucking fair.
I feel you on that. But the only thing for me, in a time where it's just like, this is Philly, like, how many more motherfuckers is going to get away with it, even to go in with Lil Wayne? Like, come on now. Like, certain people I feel like shouldn't get away with what they get away with. Like, I just want to say, like, all right, yeah, like, you got to go for yours. Like, certain things you got to go for. But maybe next thing will probably be way better, because at the same time, she feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the outfits.
Like how they say Gilly did so much for Lil Wayne, you know what I mean? And even I feel it for myself personally. Like, Lil Wayne, you know what you were doing with Gilly. You know you were going around saying, oh, I'm a sign you, whatever. You come out with this whole swag, you run off with it. But you run off with his lyrics that he wrote for you, all those rumors, like, I won't let it up. Like, Young Chris with Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z, I love you. I already know how I feel about you. But you took Young Chris and ran with it. But you can't let certain people get away with it. And all I'm saying is, for me, I've always been a person to say, all right, somebody taking something or whatever, somebody doing what you're doing, how you feel about it, what are you going to do about it? Because even with me, like, people say I'm supposed to feel the type of way about a person doing a radio show, but I don't. I'm going to keep it moving. Because
like
I'm going to keep
it's
doing
not about it. Who's taking it. It's about who's doing it better.
Yeah.
That's all it's about.
Yeah.
You
know,
all
right, doing it
what
better.
How many people did that shit? If you ain't doing it as good as them, then it ain't going to go nowhere.
True. That's true. That's damn true. It's real. We got, open up a caller. We got a new caller, 484-840. How do you feel about swag jack and or even like the whole opinion of somebody, you know what I'm saying, like doing what you're doing? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What's
What's your name?
Where you calling from?
This is MG.
You're
calling from Philly.
G,
West Philly,
from Philly,
you know.
What brings you to the show tonight? Tonight's topic is swag jacking.
Yeah, that's whack.
You said that's whack?
I mean, it's whack, but it happens all the time. Like, niggas can't create their own things, so they just bite whatever they see. You know what I'm saying?
Are you an artist, or what do you do?
Yeah, I'm definitely an artist. Yeah, I create my own way while I'm rapping.
I feel it.
You know what I'm saying? But some niggas can't help it, though. All they can do is follow, you know what I mean?
What? You said people can't help it, all they can do is follow. That's true.
Like some niggas can create their own way. They just follow what they see.
The only reason why I guess I'm more sensitive than other people. And then, like I said, I'm getting better at certain times. I'm getting better at certain things. I'm like, I will really break your nose. Like, I'm getting better. But why would you do something to get a negative reaction out of somebody else? Or why would you do something where I'm going to feel like, oh, you took this or whatever? Like, you know what I mean? Like somebody following or whatever.
So what do you think about it?
Well, personally, I'm very stingy with everything. I don't let nobody hear nothing. I don't let nobody see nothing. Because I don't want nobody to even try to even take a glimpse of what I can do and try to do it on their own. Even if they take a little bit, they will be a superstar.
Son of a bitch.
Yo, and that's
stop me getting some swag jacking, man.
You getting that, and that's how I feel. So I can't procrastinate and hold on to anything.
Yeah,
like
I
could have
got out. Y'all some fucking baggage.
Can you hear us, Miss Anonymous?
Oh, no, I'm going to call it duty. My bad, y'all.
You having fun. No, like, I can't procrastinate. Like it's too much to do. It's like it's too many opportunities out there. Like I'm not a person that's gonna sleep on anything. Like I said, let somebody say, oh, I'm gonna call something Philly Shine, anything, or Diamond Spotlight, whatever, or Honest Fire, whatever you want to do. Like I'm going in. How you doing? It's on the pop because certain things are okay, but certain things is all right. But I want to also show a lot of love to everybody. You know what I mean? I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I got to show some love to my boys. Give a shout out to Banks. Give a shout out to Knowledge. And what's your name? Can you shout out again? What's your name? Or are you on Twitter or whatever? Somewhere we can find you?
Yeah, this is J. You can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. At your boy NG, YABOYNG. And I got a single out right now called One Thing.
Oh, I know who this is. That's what's up. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. When you came and performed last month, was that last month? Yeah, that was last month. We had a good
time. Yeah, Little Creek. Yeah, I'm definitely checking you out. I'm checking you out.
That's what's up. I appreciate the support. I really, I got to find where your music is so I can show you some love tonight, you know what I mean, before the show is over. We got some more time left, so we can just go in and show you some love because, yeah, at the same time, you have to borrow certain ideas, you know what I mean? But, like, even to say somebody who I admire on Twitter, who I love on the radio, who I appreciate. I retweet everything that she say. I'm always just, like, so supportive, like Shamara. Like, I've never been the type of person to take away from the fact that you're doing something and you're doing something way in my dreams, you know what I'm saying, like, to want to be, like, on the radio. She's on Power 99. I'll say her name on my show because she also shows me the same support. Like, we talking on Twitter or whatever, she'll say my name while she's on the radio, and I appreciate that type of respect, and I show that to her all the time. I will never, ever, ever try to compare what I'm doing to her just because we talk on Twitter or we talk on the radio or she's calling the show and we support each other. It's not so much I'm trying to be her or to take away from anything, but I certain ideas that she has, I'm like, oh, they're amazing, they're great, whatever, and I support them. But I would never want to do something like she has the inspirational hour or whatever. I would never be like, all right, y'all, this is the inspirational hour. They make it
right.
seem like it's something that I did. Like, that's corny because anything, she'll take it as, I don't want her to take it as anything. Like, certain people, your moral character is, or I'm going to take exactly what she's doing, and I'm going to be, like, on that. Like, that goes into your moral character. You're a nut. Like, just like Chris Rock said, like, certain women will be like, oh, no, I want your man. But a guy will be like, oh, I want a girl like her. But a girl will say, oh, no, I want yours. Like, that's just going to your moral character. You're fucking nut, period. I'm just serious. There's no other way to just say it. And then if you feel as though you can't rule coming at them, come at them. But, NG, like I said, I'm about to check my email right now because I would love to support you. I like that that one song that you did at my show. Like I said, everybody was rocking with it. I appreciate you coming out. We definitely going to support you and follow you on Twitter. Thank you for calling in.
All right, anytime.
You're welcome. 267-603. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Young Pray. I'm calling from Uptown.
What's up, Pray? We missed you Sunday.
I know. I'm so sorry. I wish I could have came.
Well, it's cool. The door is definitely open. You know what I mean? I spoke, you know, it's all good. Welcome to the show. Say hi to my co-host, Royal Aleman. You got to follow her on Twitter.
I definitely will. What's going on, y'all?
Hey.
Okay,
we also got the kid. Can't forget her.
What's up?
Maybe you didn't hear me. I do sound a little extra raspy today or whatever, but it's all good. You know what I mean? We got to support you, too. I definitely know to follow. We got to follow you on Twitter. Everybody does. Check out the show. Like I said, I'm back.
Yeah, right. Follow me on Twitter. Preem is the best. You know what I'm saying?
Preem is the best. How do you spell it?
PREMEISPHE. Preem is the best. PEST.
I don't know. That's right. Now, how do you feel about Swagger Dick? And then I'm not coming at anybody's neck. This is a topic for tonight. You know what I'm saying? This is a topic for tonight. And even, I'm going to use you in this as an example, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I know a little bit more. And even with the name Preem. And I actually did it by accident when I called your phone because I thought you were the other Preem, didn't I? Wasn't that you?
Right.
Called your phone, I thought you were somebody else because both of you guys' name is Preem. How do you go about that? Like, you and the other Preem, y'all have the same exact name. How do you put a difference there or show your
quality? I mean, personally, like, most niggas would probably have a problem and be ready, you know, to diss a nigga, but, like, we don't know each other, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we both been doing our thing for however long, you know, he ape game, you know, I'm from Uptown, like, niggas, our respective people know us, and, you know, they support us, so, you know, I mean, I'm sure we're going to bump heads with them, we're going to meet, not, you know, on some bad shit, but I mean, he doing this thing, I'm doing mine, like, you know, we both can get money, like, ain't about nothing. Like, we don't know each other, so why diss each other?
Exactly.
I mean,
that's what I said earlier.
Also,
like, if it was a girl I never met, know her, that's the argument that she has, and I feel as though that's a good argument. Like, all of a sudden, I'm pushing my music, and I'm not going to say who Miss Katie has supporting her because I know them personally, but she's definitely causing a problem in ATL and doing her thing. I'm so proud of her. But how all of a sudden, now all of a sudden you got a song where you only changed, like you said, Zakiya, the eighth word. You didn't change that much, and it's a good song. Zakiya, you liked it when you heard it. She performed when you came. My sister liked it when Miss Katie performed Damn She Big, Why You Mean. It's a good song, but it's just a good argument because you like, damn, it's the same rhythm, the same words, just one word off. So that's just that argument of, oh, well, damn.
Who stole whose song? You said Miss Nikki stole Miss Katie's song?
Yeah, that's the argument that she feel, and I feel as though, and then Miss Katie, she has this song. Like I said, check it out. I've been promoting like crazy because I really like it. You know what I mean? I really like the song.
I heard that,
John. You heard it? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I heard it. I feel like if you want this, a superstar, like the song, like you know, the co-host said or whoever on there, she was like, it's not a bad song. Like the hook is all right. It's an all right song, but it's mediocre. I feel like if you're going to diss somebody, especially if they're famous, you better go ham. Like, I don't feel as a female rapper, you got to prove yourself. So if you feel somebody took your song and nobody even know who you are, when you go in, you better have some tape on that person because you got millions of people who know her who not going to care about what you're talking about, whether she took it or not. Like, she's right. Nicki Minaj.
That's true.
So I feel like if you don't go in, you got to go hand. What she did was, you know, it was mediocre. It was a good song. But who really going to listen after this month over, like?
Okay. Yeah, and that's up to Miss Katie to do her thing. And I believe. And I'm not
she wasn't coming out hard enough.
We were saying if this was another underground rapper, it would have been going hard. If this was another underground rapper that was on the same level as Miss Katie, it would have been cool to do a video like
that, but okay. You want to up after somebody who got awards, who got awards for days, and you going up against her. This is not somebody, she might look at this and be like, all right, whatever, let me go make this $100,000 show and shit like that.
Yeah.
She might worry about her clothes wasn't even up to par to come and take. But the words is cool, and we understand the concept. That's what I'm agreeing with. I'm agreeing with it all day. I have no problem with it. I'm just saying this is Nicki Minaj here. This is not, come on. You need something, and you got to go hard. You got to go hard.
Right.
Okay.
You got to
yeah.
go hard.
Okay, yeah, I feel you guys. But hey, shit, I've seen Miss Katie and some shit. I support the shit out of whatever. I support the shit out of your tight ass bikini. You know what I mean? Pull the fuck off. Because guess what? You know what I mean? Even me sometimes to put a humanized and a down to earth spin on it. Like, everybody, like, you have a chance where you go outside and maybe you might like that shit, or it might be one thing about what you got on somebody don't like. You know what I'm saying? Like even when I wear tights, like, my ass is really, really big. Like, some of the parts of it's going to look see-through, you know what I mean? But I'm fucking with it. But it's not bragging. Oh, please, when you bragging, I don't complain. Shut the fuck up. I know y'all ain't got a big ass, but I got one. And that's what I'm saying, like, certain people will feel offended. I'm not saying anything about y'all shit. I got a big ass.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is I'm talking about it. I'm being humble and saying there's certain times where somebody will get offended because I got on tight and my ass is just shaking, but certain people like it. So whatever, it is what it is. Like, but I ain't going to change it. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm trying to get my shit together. Watch this. Y'all thought it looked good before. But that's what it's about. Like, are you going to do something better? You know what I mean? And I want to take this time before we end the show to come back on support Dunny. I'm going to replay the song y'all heard in the beginning of the show. I wanted him to send me something new, but we didn't get it. So we're going to check out this track and some more music and get into more of the callers. I didn't even check out the chat room. I wonder if there's anybody in the chat room. But we'll check that out in a minute. More to come. Like I said, the topic is swagger jacket. This and niggas fighting, whatever. Get it off your chest. And thank you again for calling in. And we want to make sure we follow you on Twitter. And I appreciate what you said. And that just, I really do. I really do. That's just like real thorough.
Ain't no problem.
Oh, wait, sorry. I had my finger like right on the button. Well, go ahead.
Oh, that's
your
cool.
What you was going to say?
I was just saying, shout out to y'all, good looking for, you know, having me, you know, and talk with her real quick, Uptown, you know, Philly Shine, all that. I mean, do y'all thing. I'm listening.
Send me your music. I support you. I like that one, Dead Piff Link. I forget who was on the song with you, but y'all want to show you some love, too.
I know. I already know you show me love. Yeah, I mean, it ain't about nothing. You gave me my first show, so Diamond Spotlight. We already know.
Thank you, babe.
Money, money, money. 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 Money, money, money.
Yo.
Money, money, money.
Pressure in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound Chris style. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 foul. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash the new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid talk. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and break bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them, or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Shout out to my homeboy, Fresh Boy Cino, on Twitter. I see you, Royal Alima, doing your thing. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Mr. Anonymous and Dre, yes, your smile is so cute. And I don't really like bald heads, but you pull it off. I like you better with hair, but you pull it off. No, I think you pull off the bald head. The truth that comes out of that kid, we love it.
You never know what to expect.
But the boy is
working because I'm picturing him with a toupee and I'm not.
What the hell, Taylor? Y'all could be the president the way y'all answer questions. Like, they give the presidential.
He would never answer.
Y'all can be a president.
That.
please follow my boy on Twitter, _FINO_. The name of his mixtape is called, yes, History in the Making. Fly Boy, very handsome. I love your kids. They love my music. I remember I was performing. He was singing along afterwards. I really appreciate that. And that's what we got to go into, to support. You know what I mean? You got to go into, are you being supported by the right people? Are you making the right moves? Are you cool? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain people, I say you swagger jacking, and everybody has their own definition. Certain people don't even give a fuck. Like, I'm you're not going to change it. But if you do something, I feel like, I'm half crazy sometimes. I don't know. So, that's just how I feel. That's how I feel. It's been times when I've done certain things, I'm like, maybe if I would have calmed down, I wouldn't have done it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, whatever. If I thought about it, I could have done it a better way. But then there's certain times I've gotten away with some great things. And I'm like, yes, they deserve it. So, with my this careful type of mentality, I never know. I'll be honest about it. Certain shit I give a fuck about. And that's just how I feel. And then I'm a type of person, I'm so patient. I will wait 20 years. And then if I have the opportunity and the time and maybe whatever, not so much I'm older. I want something that you got in mind. My time. Shout out to everybody tuning in. This is Anonymous. You stood on the line. And I even want to talk about even the topic tonight. Don't think I'm not trying to escape. Oh, that's tough. Stay big. Like, it never left. Pick up right where it left off. You know what I'm saying? I just needed a break. You know what I'm saying? I needed a break to clear my mind of suckers and clear my mind of all the craziness that could happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's all about doing good work. And if anybody who knows me, that's what I'm about. Doing good work and having fun and supporting my niggas. You know what I mean? Shout out to you, Mr. Anonymous. What's your score on what that thing was? That's not even the topic tonight, but I can hear it in the background.
What?
Your Call of Duty score. Do you get a score or you just kill people all day?
Yeah, you get a score, but I'm losing. I don't want to mention what the score actually is right now. I'm actually getting ready to roll over and go to sleep after this.
And I appreciate you always calling and tuning to the show and supporting us. I would love to support some of your music. Like, well, we can talk later about that because I'm definitely trying to get with everybody work to the certain people who do shit for months and haven't done anything. You know what I mean? Years or whatever. Can't get shit off the ground without fucking up. So I'm done with those type of people. I'm trying to do shit with my niggas, but I got to show some love to my brother. Storm Sunday, great song. Shout out to Vic Bonds. I got a chance to see my brother, Marquez. Shout out to Kyle, Melissa. I didn't know she could sing. Sweet Little Things come in small packages. And I'm normally in the shirt. Definitely a gem. Thanks for coming out. But we're going to check out some music from my boy, my brother. Known him since forever, L.A. Brown. This called the Bull.
You know that boy, L.A. Brown. Brown. I like what he represents. The dream. The struggle. The faith. Hope. Us. That's a well-rounded, put-together young brother. You go ahead, brother. We got your back. What you know about faith? I know that one day I will emerge on the top till it's my
time, I'm leaning on his word, so I grind. It's deeper than the money with me. If I'm not loving what I'm doing, money's nothing to me. At the same time, I imagine pushing the aspen, but it's all from the hard work. Move with a passion. I'm destined for greatness, so I practice patience. All these naysayers and the haters, motivation. Southwest Philly got me feeling well prepared for anything up in this life. I done seen ahead. Diamond in the rough neighborhood is who I am. Where everybody misunderstood, I understand. Nobody wanna live under poverty, any means necessary. I know criminology, my niggas hold your head. I see the bigger picture, so when I get caught for duty, please believe I won't forget you.
And not to mention that this boy got substance. Music. He ain't just rapping for nothing. You can tell he's speaking from his heart. Sincere. Real, 100. This boy is a voice, and he using his tool, and he using it right.
Only great ones make it through the journey. I'm ready, maneuver through them rocky roads, gotta keep it steady. I'm a king up in my own mind. I got my own shine, never had to rent it or lease it, cause I own mine. I'm a walking, talking gold mine. I'm the producer and the writer, I'm the whole nine. So I'm feeling like the chosen one. Anything I go through, I overcome. To me, it's no sweat. To live without regrets. In my life, I push weight, getting stronger by the rest. See, I get this feeling that I can't explain. It's supernatural. All I know is I'ma do it bigger than your average Joe. That's what I'm here for. I know my time coming. Time to live a different stroke. Call me Philip Drummond. Yeah, stay connected to the Most High. Now that's what I call being so fly.
See what you listen to. This isn't your overnight success right here. You can tell this man been working hard for years, and it's finally paying off. Move out the way, y'all. We got a new kid in town, and he's gonna take over with something new, something refreshing. L.A. Brown.
So let's ball while we here.
like ain't no tomorrow, like ain't no next year. Drink away all our problems, make it rain with no care. Like I make that back, I make that back, go. Nice watch.
Dallas Tyler, you always do. Definitely have my homie. Shit. It is, I guess his Twitter is still the same. Should be knowledge. KNOWLEDG _LO. Of course, everybody follow Big Face Dunny, hot performer, artist, writer. I fuck with him. But everybody supporting the show, I appreciate it. Make sure I get a chance to play some more music and show some love. I didn't go in on the track, but we did talk about it because certain people have saw it. You know, Green, he called and he said he saw it and he felt the same way that people do. Like, if you want to do something, you got to go the fuck in and do that shit right. Like, it was a comment earlier said, big change, like, come on now, like, and that's believe. I don't even see myself. I don't know. I'm not the dissing type of person. I will choke you first. I wouldn't write a diss song. I don't think I could ever write a diss song, ever. If anything, certain songs that I've had, like, I would say something different. Of course, I'm trying to inspire you. You already know that I know that I've said something to you about being an asshole. Like, underline the things, like, I do that, but a diss song, I don't think I will ever do a diss song. I can speak. That's why I have Philly Shine Radio. Y'all know I've cussed out a bunch of people on Philly Shine. Check out the Bigger T show, September 30th, 2010, oh, I think it was, or 11, whatever month it was. I think it was 2010. That shit was funny. That was the best fucking shit I've ever heard online, ever. I had to tear a hole in that pussy ass hole. And I feel like certain hate will be addressed by me and not in a diss song. I will never make a diss song. I heard he made a diss song at me and nobody else. And that's probably the only time you guys will hear that it was not. However, you know why you made, bitch. But this was, I'm not Miss Caddy, it would have been banging if we had you on the show. I don't know what happened. We're going to find out. Come on tonight into the show. Maybe it's time, I don't know, whatever. We're going to find out. And maybe take this up on another day. But this is a show. I'm back after being off, a little hiatus. Just took it to break off. I didn't fucking feel like a lot of be surprised. Like, I don't know what I'm excited. But y'all know I love vetting on the show. I love everybody who call in. You're definitely welcome to do the same. We want to show some love to my boy T, who called in earlier. And as I said, it's going to be more things to announce. I just kind of feel like a lot of people support me. I'm about to mute your phone. I'm here shooting. I'm about to mute your phone. All I hear is all this gunfire. We're not playing cards. Hearing that gunfire will take me back like I'm a nom or something. Like, nigga, ain't no, you know, way in hell I could play a video game with guns. But you guys, y'all do what y'all do. But I'm going to show some love to my homeboy, NG. Like I said, thank you for calling in. And I appreciate it when you perform. Like, everybody fuck with it. Definitely a great meeting about your business. Fuck with it. I'm good.
I am the shit, homie, I am the shit. You have no idea who you dealing with. I got a bottle of Goose, I'm feeling it. I got that loose shit on, I'm killing it. I am a G, homie, I am a G. If your girl ain't home by three, she with me. She need a cup of ice, she on E. She won't fuck tonight, she horny. I can't stop, homie, I won't stop until I'm in position and I'm on top. I'm so focused, man, I'm in my Ziploc. I'm trying to bag the baddest bitches in hip-hop. I want that R&B sex tape starring me. Do it so good, they had to show the shit on BET. I'm so hood, I'm in the bin sipping E&J. I'm so Philly, you never catch me in the way. Niggas be at the stands, I go to Ace A. My joints really cost what niggas be sending pay. I'm down South Street, Gucci sneaks on the feet. No socks, see, my foot is on the receipt. Watch your mouth when you in the presence of a G. I'm about to buy me a house the size of UC. That's University City for the LD. I'm talking about the school, not the whole community. I am the shit, homie, I am the shit. You have no idea who you dealing with. I got a bottle of Goose, I'm feeling it. I got that low shit on, I'm killing it. I am a G, homie, I am a G. If your girl ain't home by three, she with me. She need a cup of ice, she on E. She won't fuck tonight, she horny. I ain't a millionaire, no, but I'm soon to be. I fuck a raw, like I got immunity. They call me Jigsaw, like in the movie. Cutting niggas with the six saw, like a Manny B. Handy Manny run up on you with them tools out. Like I ain't pay my rent in months the way I move out. I hear we in the recession, but I don't see the drought. I'm still getting that paper, so what they talking about? I'm down south, popping bottles, trying to walk it out. Me and Ree in the Benz, like it's Lil Ralph. Rest in peace, I keep a call like Arnett Strauss. I'm a beast, I shoot your head off like Eddie House. I'm a thief, cause I take dudes' bitches. You at work, she home, sending me new pictures. The boy vicious, he call me Nightlife. And I ain't coming down unless the price is right. I am the shit, homie, I am the shit. You have no idea who you dealing with. I got a bottle of Goose, I'm feeling it. I got that low shit on, I'm killing it. I am a G, homie, I am a G. If your girl ain't home by three, she with me. She need a cup of ice, she on E. She won't fuck tonight, she horny. I got my change up, it is not a game. I throw that change up, I think it's gonna rain. I pull up in that Range Rover with the wood grain. Rims bigger than the wheels on the airplane. In case I lose one, I keep a spare chain. I got a Chinese mama, call her Vera Wang. She like new shoes, I buy Jimmy Choo's. I got the game fixed, I cannot lose. And I never do's, that's the funny part. I got my attitude from Coke Sonny Mart. I love my hood, West Philly, I'ma bleed with it. I love my hood so much, I had to see with it. Go ahead and swag it out, go ahead and swag it out. Shorty was cool, but she ain't nothing to brag about. I got my surfboard, I'm about to wave it up. I swear I can surf in these holes, I change the game up.
I would like to promote using condoms because there's some girls out there who got a flirty underwear because they pussy stink. Won't that raw shit give you fucking bitches a little ridiculous, like, you really can't.
I'm
gonna
get I was over the girl house the other day. I ain't had no madams. You know what I did?
Roll that shit, roll that shit. Pull my hat and roll that shit. Roll that shit.
Show y'all talk about it. The only role I love on some real shit is my boy Looney Tunes. He went in my song. You nasty. We're going to show some love to him. Definitely. Thanks for everybody who tuned in. I didn't get to do everything that I wanted to because, like I said, it was supposed to be more content or whatever with the show. But everybody, thanks for tuning in. We had fun. I appreciate everybody who called in, Mr. Anonymous. I appreciate everybody's tweets. Shout out to everybody tweeting me. Cream is the best. My homeboy NG, Dollar the Boss, Sino, Shakur Green. You know, I definitely appreciate you and your Twitter. Telling everybody to tune in or whatever. Tell them to follow me. That's what's out there. I'm about to say follow me. But appreciate everybody calling in. Most definitely appreciate my boo boy Lima. Y'all follow her on Twitter. RoyalAlEema. Do you have any final shout outs or opinions you want to say before we close the show down?
No, I said about everything I had to say. It was a nice show.
It's a thin line with Sway Jackson.
Yeah, that's definitely a thin line. It's a thin line. It's not out of beholder, you know. Certain people step over shit. Like, they got, if the person asks you, like, I wasn't even talking to you, but nigga, I'm still fucking mad. Like, certain people crazy like that. You know what I mean? All I want to say is, I feel like it is what it is. I know how I'm going to act. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know how it gets. You know what I'm saying? Certain people, you make the moves you want to make. You know what I'm saying? I respect everybody. You already know I've been fucking with Nikki before the Wonder Woman, before all this shit. I like her as a person, as a female artist or whatever, but it is a little suspicious. I'm changing one word. That's all I'm saying. She has a good argument, in my opinion. She has a good argument. Like, come on, Neil. All I'm saying is what happens next. I know what I'm a motherfucking do. Fuck off. You'll say. Damn. Peace.